Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Poop on you and then eat it.
What an exciting time. Go out. See ya.
You got baby nuts.
Yeah. He's not hard, Jason.
John?
Now that makes my mouth feel good.
All right, welcome back into this best of edition of Primetime. On Friday last week, I played the first edition of Melancholy Music Trivia. This is the second edition, the slightly edgier edition. It is two parts. Here is the first half. I know you're going to enjoy it, so do it, damn it.
Now, last week we did a bit called 90s Melancholy Music Trivia.
It was a big hit.
It was a big hit. We played music for Souk that all sounds the same from the 90s, like the Gin Blossoms and Soul Asylum and Wallflowers and all that, and he passed. You had to name. We played the song. You had to name the artist, and if you did not get a certain number correct, we were going to fire you.
Yes, and I just.
But you made it.
Right under the wire.
Right under the wire.
I think kind of you were pretty lenient about some of.
Well, we were. We helped you out a little bit. But today we are going to be tougher because we feel like this is slightly easier. Now, in my research for episode one, I figured there could be an episode two of slightly edgier music, and that has certainly turned out to be the case. And so this begins 90s Melancholy Music Trivia, slightly edgier episode two. So you've got 14 hits here, and these were hits. Most from the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Couple 2000s.
Most of these bands... shockingly, are all still going. Now, I'm not going to say all of this is melancholy. I'm also not going to say all of this sucks. Some of it, not bad.
Some of these are songs that I still very much enjoy.
Okay. So it's a little different than episode one.
This seems like Mike, because Mike was putting these together today, and he seemed very giddy about this.
Well, yeah. So last week, I didn't know the bands. And because most of those bands are from the early 90s, right? Even some were like late 80s for some of the ones that you had, which was when I was born. So I don't have that in my wheelhouse, but these were all when I was listening to pop music radio growing up. Like I would wake up before school and put on Z100. These are the songs that would be playing. So I am all about most of these songs.
But I will tell you, there's a lot of suck in here too.
Yes, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of Gin Blossoms level crap.
Well, again, think slightly edgier.
I know, I'm just saying that level of crap. Or maybe Silverchair level of crap.
There you go. Okay, so you are going to have to get 9 out of 14.
I'm already concerned.
The last one, depending on how you're doing, may or may not be worth 9.
Okay.
Are you ready?
No, but let's do this anyways.
You must name the artist. We'll start with something that I believe is rather easy. Should probably grab this.
All right.
Get a quick one for one start. but this is the band that inspired it all. Slightly edgier. Do you hear the edge?
I do hear the edge. I see a lot of middle-aged white guys bobbing their heads right now.
Uh-oh. This is not a good start.
It's not a good start, Sue.
This band, by
should
the way...
Should I know this?
This is the most distinctive voice of all the bands.
Yeah, you should know him just by the voice. Currently on hiatus, this band.
Is this Creed?
That is correct.
I don't know if I've heard this song.
Oh, you've heard this song.
Yeah, is this Arms Wide Open?
No, like, that's the other big hit.
See, I don't give you the biggest hits.
Yeah, it's too
it's
easy.
It's always like the second one, yeah.
Yeah, you know this. Just wait.
Just wait for the chorus, yeah.
I'll let it play for a while. Torture you all.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I know this. I would have gotten it off of the chorus when he started dropping the...
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. All right, I know this.
That's Creed.
It took me a bit. Had you played the chorus, I would have gotten that right away. I don't know if I've ever heard the beginning of that song.
Okay, this is a little bit more punk. The faster we're falling,
we're stopping and stalling. Ooh.
This is one of the bad ones in the group.
Time. Does this have a distinctive chorus? Maybe I'm a giant
yard. Rob's not helping because he's singing over
it. I know.
It is a distinctive chorus.
This sounds so familiar to me.
This is a tough one. I did not think you would get this one.
Blink 182?
That's a good guess.
Great guess.
But that is not correct. That is Sum 41.
Ah, rat farts. I was even thinking Sum 40 or Sum 41.
Why didn't you say it, you idiot?
I was debating between that and Blink 182.
Idiot. All right.
Damn it.
You'll get this one.
Oh, this is Nickelback.
Yeah!
Immediate.
Yeah, that's immediate. By the way, like 4 or 5 days ago, I was walking in the neighborhood and rolled up on by a minivan with like maybe a 16-year-old in it, windows down, blaring Nickelback.
Yeah.
16-year-old. Fantastic.
16 at maybe 17 at the most. And I was like, oh my God, you got to hold a mom's minivan and you've chosen to crank up the Nickelback?
Fun fact. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Chad Kroeger is the lead singer of this band.
Okay.
He is worth $80 million.
Look,
give the man credit.
I know Nickelback sucks, but why they became the poster child for like crappy bands? Are they any worse than this? Is better than Sum 41, is it not?
I think it is. Now the question is who's better, Creed or Nickelback?
I think it's Nickelback.
What? Who's better?
Yeah,
I
who's
think
better?
Creed's better than Creed. Worse than Nickelback.
Creed worse than Nickelback.
You just flip-flopped immediately.
No. Nickelback is better than Creed.
By the way, you got Nickelback so fast. I happen to think that perhaps you like them.
I know this song.
Well, who doesn't?
I would say Nickelback's better than Creed. Yeah.
Okay, remember this?
I know this one, I think.
Yeah, you'll get this one, I think. You should.
Hold on.
This band... is still going. This band has 10 albums. 10.
I think this is the, I think I know the song. If I hear it, I've got a good idea, but I need to make sure.
It's pretty distinctive.
Yeah. Dick Flute. It's not Dick Flute. Yeah, this is the Offspring.
Very good. Very good.
3 for 4.
Very good. Good start.
The only Offspring song that I like is the, what is that? Hey, get a job. I don't know. I remember that music video for whatever reason, and I thought that video was great.
By the way, that Nickelback Rockstar video, thumbs up.
Yeah, it's
they're hot in that
and
one.
And that's the one which just, it's none of them. It's just all
it's
like
just
celebrities.
Bikini-clad women. Yeah.
Okay, you ready for that? So you've got 3 out of 4. You're well on your way.
Rolling.
You need 9 of 14.
Yeah, the only one I missed was Sum 41.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. This is a tough one, but you could get this. Did you bleep this?
I got the radio edits, yes.
Okay. Do you remember this tune?
I do. I've heard this.
This band is from Kansas City. Fred Durst discovered them.
Did they really?
Well, he did. He discovered them, yes.
I know. Like I'm real.
This song sucks.
I love when Rob sings the 90s tunes. He's just doing a Ted impression.
Very nasally.
Yeah.
One big lashy.
The hate me as
the Cookie Monster.
Ugly Kid Joe, perhaps?
Ooh.
Don't they have the I hate?
That's a good guess, actually.
I don't know.
By the way, I've got a fun fact. You're wrong. This is Puddle of Mud.
We could have been here
with 2 D's.
We could have been here all day, and I'm not getting that.
You're not getting Puddle of Mud?
No. Did they
this
have
band,
a, did they have another song?
Yeah.
They sure did. This song was accused.
Their most popular song was Blurry.
Blurry?
Yeah, that one either.
This song was accused of lip syncing live.
Yeah.
To the point where they were booed off the stage one time in Ohio, and then the guy threw beer. So they were booing him in Dallas, too, yeah. And the guy threw beer on the fans because he was lip-syncing, and they didn't like it.
How are you a rock band in lip-syncing? Unless you're,
on
the old bloated Motley Crue tour.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I'll play. You'll know the other Puddle of Mud song just from the beginning of it, okay. I think.
Puddle of Mud.
Ooh. I got nothing.
I don't know this
I'm
one.
I'm supposed to know this one?
This is their more popular one.
Really? I've heard the other one.
This is Muddle of Pud.
I muddled my pud.
From the same album as She Hates Me.
Yeah, no, I don't know this.
It all sounds like crap.
Everything's so he's going to whine for about 30 seconds.
Jairs, and he says every single one of these bands is on heavy rotation on North Idaho Radio.
You know this?
No, I don't know this one. I'm sure
I've heard it, but it's just coming up. You'll get the chorus, I think.
It sounds like every other one of these dumb songs.
He said more like puddles of mud butt. Am I right?
All right, here's the chorus.
Okay.
Yeah,
I know that. I wouldn't have gotten that it's puddle of mud. I didn't even think of puddle of mud.
Okay, one more and then we got to take a break. You've got 3 out of 5.
Fountains of Wayne.
Hey, don't drag Fountains of Wayne into this. That's a good band.
And don't talk S about this song. This is a good song.
This is Mike's favorite. Oh, actually, second favorite. Okay, you should get this
one. This is the stupid Superman song, right?
Yep.
You mean the great Superman
song. It's called Kryptonite.
Out to your world. Ease my troubled mind. I know this. Do I get credits for knowing this is the stupid Superman song?
Yes. Yeah, I give credit for that. But you're not going to get a ding for that.
Like a half credit?
Yeah.
You, Mike, this is you're a big fan of this, are you?
This song, and then they did a song with Jay-Z that was really good, too.
They did these guys did a song with Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Now, they may or may not have been in last week's melancholy music.
Collective Soul!
No.
Soul Asylum! I have no idea who this is.
This is Three Doors
Down. Oh, for God's
sake. Three Doors Down.
I don't know if they did a song with Jay-Z or it was like a popular remix, but I remember having that on my...
I choose to believe that Jay-Z would not work with Three Doors Down. I'm going to just know.
Okay, we got to take a break, but I'm going to play a song for you to tease it for next segment.
How am I doing, by the way?
You're 3 for 6. You've got work to do.
All right.
This one's next. We'll be right back. It's 90s melancholy music trivia, slightly edgier episode 2 on The Fan.
Closer to where I started, I'm chasing after you.
All right, part 2 coming up next here on this best of edition of Prime Time. This originally aired, I want to say, 3 weeks ago now, and we even did the 80s movie soundtrack trivia with John when he was in for Souk last week, which was also a ton of fun. But part 2 of the slightly edgier edition is next on this best of edition of Primetime on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, welcome back into this best of edition of Prime Time. Mike Lynch here with you till 7 o'clock this evening. If you missed any of the first 3 hours, lots of goodies in there, most of them goofy club-like stuff. You can find them on the Les Schwab Tires podcast on 1080thefan.com, the Odyssey app, or most other places you can find your podcasts. But we wrap up Melancholy Music Trivia, slightly edgier edition, right now.
All right, it's getting tense. This is 90s Melancholy Music Trivia, slightly edgier, episode 2. Episode 1 was last week. So far, Big Souk has been fed 6 songs. He has hit 3 of 6. He needs to get 9 of 14 in order to keep his job.
I was close on one and not even in the ballpark on the other two.
So he needs 6 of 8.
I feel like Blink 182 and Sum 41 are the exact same band, and I should get credit for it, but that's just me.
Okay, so this is the one I teased you with.
I think I know this.
Many people think this is a Christian band. They are not, but their lead singer says he is Christian. Therefore, they are kind of a Christian band. This song, I gotta admit, I had a thing for this song when it came out.
I have a rough idea of this band's name, but I'm not. This is Life Something. Life Force,
hey,
Life House.
I'm gonna
life
give you that.
Something.
Yes, Life House.
Life House.
Nice job.
All right.
Nice job. You needed that.
I know this one.
You
kinda
needed that. Now, you probably looked that up in the break,
I did
but
not.
I don't even care.
I don't even have the text program up because I don't want people guessing for me. I'm doing this 100% straight and narrow.
Okay, next. See if you can get this one.
This does not sound familiar to me.
This is another band discovered by Fred Durst.
What the hell? What is with Fred Durst finding crappy 90s bands?
They were considered at one time new metal, but they're neither new nor metal, so.
Oh, you know I know this.
Your metal has changed as a genre so many times.
This douche is now like, he's a country singer.
What?
What?
Right?
I don't know.
Then maybe I don't know.
I don't know.
You might be right. I don't know.
Sure.
I know the lead singer. Does that count if I don't know the band?
Yes, I'm going to count that. What's his name?
It's Aaron Lewis.
What? And how the hell do you know that?
He's like a hillbilly country guy now.
Oh, my God. You're right.
Yes. What's the name of this band? I know this.
Well, you said you know it. Name it.
Give me a second. I know that this is...
But you already get it. I'm already chalking it up because that's a good pull. His name is Aaron Lewis.
Yeah, he sings like he sings like Hank Williams, like I'm from the country and I'll shoot you in the face, America. But he smokes a bunch of weed.
Oh.
Stain.
Yes. Yes. Nice job. 5 out of 8.
Yeah,
doing great.
Well, like I listen to a lot of alt country stuff, like on Spotify, and he plays on there a bunch.
How about this one? This is Mike's favorite.
This album I listen to so much.
Of course.
You should get this one.
This is Angry Mike Lynch.
Yep.
Chubby teen, I've been bullied.
This is a band that used to rap, but they just want to rock now. They say they don't like to rap.
This is...
So back in the day, they rap.
This is Papa Roach.
That is correct.
Ding, ding, ding.
That is correct. Papa Roach.
I can 100% see Mike Lynch just...
Well, here's the interesting thing. Is I listened to almost all rap in that time of my life, and this album, for whatever reason, I just loved it, and I think this was one of the first like hard rock metal-y albums that I ever got, and that was kind of what spurred me into liking metal these days.
6 out of 9, you're hot,
feeling it. Downshift.
Well, that was a massive downshift.
What? We're back to the Gin Blossoms.
This doesn't sound familiar.
Yeah, you should know this, too.
It is very familiar.
This band is still going. They are led by a man by the name of Brandon Boyd, who grew up on the mean streets of Calabasas, California.
Oh, yes. That's Kardashian territory. Am I going to, know the chorus? Because this doesn't...
Yeah, give it a sec. You only need 3 more to win.
I'm not getting it on this unless the chorus jogs my memory.
By the way, these are all the same band. That's the big reveal.
If you went to one of those other bands' concerts and they played this, you would just think it was one of their songs.
In the rear. Remember this?
Kinda, sorta. It sounds familiar.
So bad. Hurry up and guess so I can shut it off.
Now I kinda wanna hear it now.
God, say something.
I don't claim soul. I don't know. I have no idea.
Alright, you get that wrong. That's Incubus. Jesus.
Again, that's in the puddle of mud. We could have been here till November.
Here's another little love ballad that...
This one's super catchy.
Kind of caught me when I was back in the 90s. This one kind of got me.
Were you catching some fillings?
Catching fillings for this band. Not really, but the song's all right, I guess.
Whoa. Oh,
cut.
Lesbian Seagull.
Incredible.
Fly, Lesbian Seagull, fly.
This band is still going as well, believe it or not. You know the tune?
No.
You'll know the chorus. You should. You'll know the chorus, I think.
This was a really popular song.
Massive hit.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, bro.
I was listening to a lot of different music, apparently, in the 90s. The best is Mike. Look at
him. Yeah, dude.
Not
song
only
rocks.
Is Mike lip-syncing, but he's, doing it with emotion.
I love this song.
He's crying. Mike's crying.
Mike, just don't edit yourself. Let's hear it. I don't think I've ever heard this song.
And the reason is you.
What? Yes.
You've never heard this song?
Mike, did you get your heart broken and this is like what you played in your bedroom?
Probably. Yeah.
Mike asked some girl to like junior prom and she said no? he went and turned
this
off
was more
this?
Like I had a crush and it was not reciprocated kind of thing. But yeah,
I'm sticking with Lesbian Seagull here.
That is Hoobastank, you idiot.
And that's the reason. Come on.
Big hit. Okay, now this one, this is going to be interesting. I actually really got into this album.
I did not know this one.
Regrettably.
Oh, I know this.
Yeah, do you know these guys? You had this album.
I think this was one of those BMG, like, buy seven for a penny and you have to, like, you know, get the three others. This is Live.
This is a band called Live.
I've never heard of this band.
That is correct.
Yeah. I did. This is the first one of these that I owned that CD, and I liked this album.
I did
too. Was this one, like, a little earlier 90s? Was this, like, 95, 96, maybe?
Yeah, I think mid-90s.
That's probably why I missed
it. Was
it
was a big deal, this. At one time, they caught they were hot.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know what happened, but the lead singer guy, the bald guy,
yeah.
He's back in the band.
And he had, like, a weird little, like, rat tail or something. I loved this. This is by far my favorite of any of these.
Yeah, so this is Live.
There was a couple good tunes on this album, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, they're a decent band. They're still going. Ed's back. They're still partying.
Go Ed.
Okay, you only have two left.
Whew.
Is that right? Yeah, two left, and you have to get both of them.
Yeah, for Pete's sakes.
And they're not easy.
If there's a Hoobastank, I'm out.
Well, you already had Hoobastank.
Again, if you're playing another Hoobastank, I'm screwed.
These are new. These bands you have not heard yet. But again, they're all the same band, so.
Okay.
Shouldn't be hard.
Hoobastank. Fountains of Wayne.
It's so formulaic immediately.
I know. Just...
just the one chord.
Feel it. Just feel it. Casting. Feel it.
I don't want to see you waiting. I've already canceled for you.
This sounds like Creed.
Yeah, it does. Well, it sounds like every other damn band we're playing. It's the whole point.
No more messed up reasons. Sure.
I know this song. Unlike the Hoobastank one, this is familiar. This is not for
Do you know this band? Save Default.
What?
Save Default.
Default.
Yes! How did you know that?
Yes!
Oh my god, that's amazing!
This is Default?
Yeah.
We could have been here till next November.
Great tune.
And I wouldn't have gotten Default. Who the hell is Default?
I don't know. I've never heard of him. Okay. This is Mike's wild card. I don't even know this one, so you're not going to get this. But if you do, you win the game. Because you have 8.
Okay.
Again.
It's the same
sounds
band.
Like Default.
You, Rob, you'll probably know this chorus.
Papa Roach and Hoobastank. Oh, I do know this.
Was it something you left behind?
Yeah, I remember this tune.
This is like the Wish version of Pearl Jam.
Yeah, I remember this. Say something that rhymes with cruel. Yeah, say a word that rhymes with cruel. May or may not be the same as gasoline.
I got Fuel as a band?
Yeah,
what?
Got it. Wow.
Fuel?
Did you say Fuel?
Fuel!
Yes, you just said Fuel.
Yes!
You win!
I am the smartest man alive!
Oh my god, that's amazing. How did you get that?
Boy, I don't know how I got it, man. I really...
Dude... Which this one was
way,
worse?
This was way harder than the other one.
I think it was. In hindsight, it was.
I haven't even heard of a couple of these. Fuel.
Fuel and Default.
What? What the hell was that?
Have you not heard of Hoobastank?
Now, here's the thing. I've heard of Hoobastank. I do not know a single Hoobastank song. If that was their biggest hit, I have no clue.
I can't believe you got stained, right?
I know. You knew the lead singer of Stained before you knew the name Stained.
I only know, like, I know him more as Aaron Lewis.
Well, you win again.
That's just
so good.
Sort of by the skin of your teeth.
90s melancholy music trivia, slightly edgier, episode two.
I was nervous there, but Default and Fuel, I mean, two of my most favorite bands. What the hell were you listening to growing up? How did you go from any of this, Mike, to that death metal growl S? Who hurt you as a child?
This was on the radio.
Yeah, these were big hits.
When I listened to the radio growing up, I would wake up every morning at 6 a.m. and I would listen to Z100 in New York. This was on the radio.
Yeah, these were big hits. That's why the bands aren't big, but the songs were.
Mike was listening to Weenie in the Bun.
Basically,
on his morning zoo. The Man in the Box, hey! Here's a new one from Fuel.
The guy was Elvis. That was his name. That was the main guy in the Morning Zoo.
Of course it was.
Elvis Duran.
By the way, Default, this band,
yeah.
Canadian, discovered by Nickelback.
Why not? Why the hell not?
It's all one giant circle. The world is a circle.
So the big reveal here is that every one of those is the same GD band.
You've all been fooled.
Here's Michael Sports.
All right, there it was. Melancholy music trivia, slightly edgier edition here on this best of edition of Primetime. Now, a tease for when Souk returns, which is Friday this week, but it's probably going to be next week that we do it. There is a third version of this coming, or I guess technically a fourth if you count the one with John, which was 80s movie music soundtrack trivia words. There is a third version of this coming. I don't know how well Souk is going to do. It is not a genre that I listen to a lot, but I do recognize a lot of the songs, at least probably again because of the radio. So that'll be coming up probably next week at some point. So stay tuned for that. I've got my update here on the other side. The tone changes a lot. It was a very heated sandwich argument in the club, and that will be the final segment for a quick wrap-up. This is the best of edition of Primetime here at SportsCenter.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, one final segment here before a quick wrap-up on this best-of edition of Primetime. It became a very heated sandwich argument, but it was funny. Enjoy.
By the way, the guy's asking for your top five sandwich rankings. I'm just going to go number one, Philly cheesesteak.
Types of sandwiches?
Oh, that's hard to pick on.
It's the best sandwich there is. Oof. There's many, many good sandwiches.
I'm with Mike. I can't just...
Cheesesteak.
I
love cheesesteak, but I'm not sure I'm ready to make it number one.
Yeah, you always spit these things right off the top of your head, and I can't do that. I have to listen and think and feel and...
Find me a universal better sandwich.
I can't do that right now.
Because you can't do it because the cheesesteak is number one.
I don't think that's true, Suk. I just think...
Find me a better sandwich.
Some people like to think about these things.
Both of you right now are flailing. You're flailing.
No,
can we include breakfast sandwiches in this? Because a great sausage, egg, and cheese would be up there, right?
No, because that's just for breakfast.
But that's a sandwich.
It's pretty plain to me, though. I mean, I like that.
I'm just naming. Does that count? Because he said French dip in his text, right? I think French dip is overrated.
All sandwiches count.
I don't like French dips at all. Not at all, but they're overrated.
You don't like a French dip? With a nice horseradish on there, maybe some crispy onions.
I'm not a huge French dip guy either. But I'll get it from time to time.
You know what you do get
in love? Somehow Rob and I are like the same with food.
You know what you get each and every time and you love it because it's universally delicious? A Philly cheesesteak.
Tuna sandwich from Subway.
What about like a good Italian grinder?
What about
salami
a Monte Cristo, bitch?
Again, it's delicious, but do you see Monte Cristo stands popping up everywhere?
Okay.
No.
Rob, Suk's never going to let this go.
Both of you are idiots, because once again...
We're just asking for time to think about it, you jerk.
Just need to think it through, you ass.
No matter where you go.
F you.
My God.
I wish I could cuss. I'd cuss at you.
A Monte Cristo. Yeah, there's food carts popping up everywhere selling Monte Cristos. No, there's not.
Does a patty melt count as a sandwich because it's on bread?
That's a good...
Patty melts are delightful.
Patty melt.
That's a good sandwich. What about a nice little chicken sandwich?
You're saying right now, I'm bringing a gun. I'm bringing a machine gun of a Philly cheesesteak, and you brought a water... You brought a patty melt?
Good
call,
Mike. I'm asking questions.
My God. You're not even involved in this conversation after what about a patty
I'm
melt?
Asking questions.
What about a grilled cheese?
A classic
grilled cheese is tasty.
Can I throw a grilled cheese at you?
It's tasty. But a grilled cheese is not even a full meal. You gotta have like some soup or something with it. That's not filling.
Well, unless you load up the grilled cheese.
Can we go Reuben?
Ooh.
Yeah. Reuben
pastrami?
Is so good.
It is, but it's controversial. Some people are not on board with the Reuben. It's not a universally loved sandwich.
What? Well, maybe some people aren't on board with the Philly cheesesteak.
No, I kind of think they are. I bet you that's the most popular sandwich in the United
States. Because you love it.
No, because they're everywhere.
This is why we can't allow
you
to do
rankings.
I bet you
the most popular sandwich in the United States is a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, well,
yeah,
that's probably
true. But that's how Jay Leno was the number one late night show. No one can be offended by it.
Technically.
PB&Js are delightful.
Well, I do think at some time we should tackle the top five sandwiches.
And Suk, we're not saying it's not the Philly cheesesteak. We're just proposing other options here.
Look, then bring
you're calling
some,
us out as if
bring
we're
some
just
good
naming
options.
Options.
Don't bring in this tuna melt versus patty melt crap.
I don't
what
think
is
anyone
wrong with
said
patty melt.
No one said tuna melt, by the way. You jerk.
It's ridiculous.
We did mention patty melt. I thought it was a little weak,
you
but
silly
hey,
bitch.
We're just yeah, you silly little.
Now, if you would buy like with a nice meatball sandwich or maybe a chicken parm.
Oh, meatball sandwiches?
Ooh.
Those are overrated.
Oh, chicken parm! Yeah. Oh, in your face!
Because meatball sandwiches are very difficult to eat.
In the face.
That is one thing that I hate about meatball sandwiches is that the meatballs fall all over the place. And you try to take a bite of half and then something falls out. Chicken parm, bro?
Chicken parm sandwich? Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
It's a good sandwich. It's a good, good sandwich.
Thank you. We're not poo-pooing over everything that we're saying.
What about a BLT?
At least you're bringing a decent sandwich at this point.
Let's
you guys
go BLT.
Flail.
I think BLT is a little too basic.
Eh.
It's a very, very popular classic sandwich.
You basic Karen bitch. A BLT.
You can spice up BLTs, though. You know? Avocado.
Sure, but you're,
you know?
That's no longer a BLT, though.
Peanut butter.
That's a BLAT.
What? What else?
I looked up. I found the 25 most common sandwich fillings. Number one is lettuce.
Well, okay.
Your brother will love that.
Yeah, that's the... If you want to talk about someone that can't be involved in this conversation, it's my brother. Because if my brother will not eat a sandwich if it has lettuce, mayo, an onion, a tomato, anything like that, he won't touch it.
So basic things on all sandwiches?
Yes. My brother is the sort of guy that'll go to a sandwich shop and order a roast beef sandwich plain.
Well, you are of the same blood. Why are we to trust you?
This is my brother who gets the Philly cheesesteak, but he has to get it without the without onions or peppers.
What about a really well done club sandwich?
Yeah, it's a good sandwich.
Although, but then you're throwing turkey at us here, and you know how we feel about turkey.
I don't like turkey, but that's the beauty of the club sandwiches. Even if you don't like turkey, you can eat it because it's got deliciousness all around it.
I feel like that is a huge point against a club sandwich, is that you're hiding the main ingredient.
It's a point for the club sandwich.
Man, I hate turkey, but I sure can deal with turkey in this sandwich.
I mean, if they made a tuna sandwich that I would order... Because I hate tuna, but if they made a tuna sandwich that I would order, that is a hell of a tuna sandwich because I hate tuna. Same thing here.
That is true.
Well, I think you lose another sports argument.
Oh, I don't. The Philly cheesesteak is the king of sandwiches in this country.
All right, I got to break a little bit early in this segment because I just realized we've got a show actually coming up at 7. So... There is 4 more minutes of us arguing on that, but that is the gist that you got there of the sandwich argument here on this best of edition of Primetime. One more break. I'll do a quick wrap up next, and then we'll get into Ducks Insider, which is on the schedule today for the first time in a couple months. This is a best of edition of Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, that's going to do it for today's best of edition of Primetime. Isaac returns from the Milan of the Midwest, as he calls it. That would be Salina, Kansas, tomorrow. Luke will be in with him the next couple of days. I believe 2 or all 3 of the shows until Suk returns on Friday from Iceland, hopefully with plenty of amazing stories to share with us on that Friday show. Now, he did tweet yesterday a picture of him outside of the Big Lebowski themed bar in Reykjavik. So if you can go to his Twitter, you can see that. I believe he may have tweeted a couple other pictures as well of some of the natural beauty that he's seen there. So if you're interested in his trip to Iceland at all, you can find that at Suk1080. He changed his Twitter handle, by the way, for those who don't know. At Suk1080, he's no longer at Big underscore Suk. He doesn't want to be called Big Suk anymore because, well, he's lost a lot of weight. So at Suk1080 on Twitter, you can find those pictures. If you can find any of the stuff that we did today and Friday on the best ofs on the Les Schwab Tires podcast, it's on 1080thefan.com. It's also on the Odyssey app and most other places you can find podcasts. That's going to do it for me today. Ducks Insider coming up next. This has been a best of edition of Primetime. Have a very good rest of your Monday.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
The kids may vote for the penis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.